Solar eclipse, new moon, July 2nd, 2019, Washington, D.C. This new moon is particularly significant since it's a solar eclipse, so we may feel the effects over the next 6 months. The emphasis on the opposition, which was happening between Cancer and Capricorn on the solstice, is even stronger now since it involves the Sun, Moon, and North Node in Cancer, opposing the South Node, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. Saturn relates to setting boundaries, and Pluto to psychological transformation. So the theme of nurturing oneself and others as opposed to setting boundaries continues and intensifies here. We are all confronted with how much to nurture and how much to keep boundaries. If one tends to be critical of oneself and others, this is a time to loosen up and have more compassion and indulgence. But if one tends towards being overly indulgent, this could be a time for some discipline and boundaries. With Pluto in the South Node in Capricorn, it is a time to look inside and see where on the spectrum one is and to be open to transformation. Maybe you need more self-discipline and boundaries, but you might need more nurturing and self-indulgence and nurturing of others. It is definitely a time for transformation, making meaningful changes so one's life is more fulfilling and meaningful. There's a big emphasis on assertiveness here, as fiery Mars has just entered the first sign of Leo. So self-assertion is happening, particularly in communication, since the planet Mercury, the messengers, right alongside Mars. Timidity is gone, but one may blurt out more than one intended, as Uranus in square aspect to the Mars-Mercury conjunction brings up things from the unconscious, which may be amazing insights or could be inappropriate for the situation one is in. Some caution is advisable. There's a tendency to take risks, which could result in accidents, with this square aspect between the Mars and Uranus. There's also a trine aspect with Chiron in Aries, which is related to wounding in the area of self-assertion. So this can be a time for healing that. Some assertion is positive, combined with a dose of caution. There's a positive sextile aspect between Pluto, god of death and rebirth, and Neptune, god of the inner realms. So this is a very positive time for transformational experience. It's good to look inward and spend some meditative time to see what you're ready to let go of and where you might want to embark on a new direction or a new project. This chart is done for Washington, D.C., and has an ascendant of 4 degrees of Scorpio, so it forms a T-square with the Mercury, Mars, and Leo, and the Uranus and Taurus. This is a challenging aspect, so in the government there will be some major challenges and unexpected stressful situations during the next 6 months. Hopefully, the nurturing of the Cancer new moon and north node and the discipline of the Saturn and south node will have a mitigating influence on the recklessness and risk-taking that could occur.